The Florida anthrax case has renewed discussion of how well prepared the U.S. is for an anthrax attack. Gwen Kleinfelter of member station WDET in Detroit has this report on vaccine supplies.
An armed guard opens the entrances to the offices of Bioport in Lansing, Michigan, the only facility in the nation licensed to make anthrax vaccine. But the facility has, in effect, been shut down for several years because the Food and Drug Administration has not approved Bioport's production methods. The company's future could be set this month when Bioport again submits data designed to win FDA approval of its facility.
We've been working very diligently on that single task for the last 18 months, and we are very near the end.
Bob Kramer is the president of Bioport, a facility that for decades supplied anthrax vaccine to animal handlers and the U.S. military. The Pentagon even paid to renovate the facility in 1998. The Defense Department is, in fact, paying to keep Bioport afloat financially while production is down, though Kramer says there have been other parties interested in buying its vaccine.
We have received over 1,000 inquiries during the last 10 days from civilians wanting to know how they can access the product, as well as how they can potentially invest in Bioport.
The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention actually advises against creating any public stockpile of anthrax vaccine because it can cause adverse reactions. National emergency response plans call for treating victims of an anthrax attack with antibiotics. But Bioport's Kramer says government studies show those drugs are most effective when used in conjunction with anthrax vaccine. And he says only Bioport's vaccine is approved by the government as a preventive measure against anthrax.
The reason that the DOD is continuing to go along with our product is because it is safe, pure, and effective. It protects.
But some in the U.S. Congress question whether Bioport's vaccine and production facilities, which were designed in the late 1950s and early 1960s, can meet the FDA's more recent, much more stringent standards. Despite recent renovation, Bioport's facility has still failed to meet FDA requirements for production quality, leading some members of Congress to suggest the Pentagon cancel its contract with the company. The staff director of the House Subcommittee on National Security is Larry Halloran.
They cannot validate the process. They cannot demonstrate with scientific certainty that the process is the same twice in a row and that the vaccine is of a consistent quality over the lots that they make. And that's a very serious problem.
Halloran says the Pentagon has twice in recent years sought additional companies to make anthrax vaccine, but no manufacturer has shown interest in creating a new facility to make Bioport's 1960s-era vaccine, the only kind currently approved by the government. In the military's most recent report to Congress on chemical and biological defense programs, Pentagon officials say they are researching newer versions of anthrax vaccine, but with hundreds of millions of dollars already invested in Bioport, both defense and congressional officials say the government will continue to do business with the company. Again, committee staff director Larry Halloran.
DOD has to look like they're doing something. They need to sustain this program more as symbol than as actual force protection, to say that we're trying to do something against a very scary form of attack.
Congressional analysts say anthrax vaccinations have all but ceased in the military, except for special cases. In time of national emergency, FDA could release some of Bioport's test samples or vaccine past its shelf life. But failing that, if FDA follows its usual approval process, it will likely be many more months before any new anthrax vaccine becomes available. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.